Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your host, Scott Patton, and joining us, as usual, is the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Scott. Thanks for being here with me.
My pleasure. And I think one of the things I'd like to talk about or get you to talk about today is one of the unseen dangers of our society. That's, we've heard people talk about water and fluoride and chlorine in the water. And we've heard about organic versus GMO, genetic modified foods. And, we've heard about air pollution in terms of, what we're breathing in and everything else and all that toxicity. And those are all pretty much stuff that, I'm not going to say everyone's really aware of, but those, they're physical and you can see them. You see the organic apple in the store. You see the inorganic apple in the store. you see the can of soup and then you see the
it's all very obvious.
It's all very, bottles of plastic bottles of water, right? I mean, it's all very obvious. But there's certain things in our society that aren't obvious. And unfortunately, I think that present a very real danger to the continuation of our society, and it manifests itself in, I almost wanted to say, nefarious ways in terms of, autism in boys is like 1 in 88, whereas, 50 years ago it was 1 in maybe 1,000 or 10,000.
Oh, no, 10,000.
In 10,000, right? And there can be lots of, I'm not saying that what we're going to be talking about today is the reason for, but we're seeing massive changes in the way, kids ADD or AHAD and all this stuff that I don't remember really experiencing when I was a child, and I know my father certainly and mom never did. And part of it, I think, is about this environment that we're living in that is so radically different in ways that we don't really think about. So I'd like to get your kind of perception or perspective on all of that.
Oh, yeah. I guess I would say it this way. The whole life enthusiast experience started with me crashing back when 1977, 8. Mm-hmm. And back then, I was one of the early ones, the canary in the coal mine. And I was crashing because of my mercury toxicity. And it was, and then all of a sudden, when I dug into it, I realized that there are so many people with these chronic degenerative diseases, such as they're especially inflammatory in nature. And they are so plentiful, Doctors use a name for it. They call it histamine-mediated problems. And by that, they mean that when your body goes into an allergic reaction to something, it releases histamine. And normally, you would take antihistamine to deal with a food allergy or pollen allergy or something that's just flying in the air, right?
Right.
But there are several different forms of histamine, and there are several different responses in different body systems. Like, for instance, you can have an effect in the uterus of ladies, not you. Right. And they have this symptoms called dysmenorrhea, where it's something that you wouldn't expect, like they don't get the menstruation. Or if you hit the gastrointestinal, you have either stomach aches or stomach cramps or diarrhea or something called meteorism, as in throwing up pretty wild. Oh. And or you can hit it at the bone marrow and you have mast cell problems, or you have body temperature problems or stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Or if you hit it at the central nervous system, you could have headaches, vertigo, nausea, vomiting, circadian rhythm problems, as in can't sleep or can't stay awake, sleeping at the wrong time. Or you can have arousal issues like sexual, can't get it going kind of thing.
Right.
Or you can have them in the cardiovascular, where you have hypertension or high blood pressure or arrhythmias in the heart or anaphylactic shock or stuff like that. Or you can get it on the skin, and you will have excessive flushing or urticaria, which is blisters and stuff like that, or other skin problems. And all of this, one more, let's hit the respiratory, you know, congestion in the nose. You will have a runny nose, or you will have continuous sneezing, or you will have just excessive mucus. Or you will have constricted bronchioles, like
can't breathe through your nose.
Yeah, asthmatic, right? So all of this, I just went through the symptoms. All of these are histamine mediated symptoms, and histamine is something your body releases in response to a stressor, an irritant, or an invasion. And many times it can actually mistake ordinary processes for an invasion. It's that confusion, right? Not knowing that your inside is actually appearing to it as if it were the outside.
Right.
Well, so there we are. So that was too technical. So to make it more simple and specific, we have people with illnesses that are called things like migraine, or vitiligo, or chronic fatigue, or fibromyalgia, and Sjogren's, and Hashimoto's, and multiple sclerosis. All of these crazy illnesses seem to be on the rise, and that's what you were hinting at. We're having more of these strange things, and why?
That's right. That's exactly it. Like, we're finding people are sicker. They're not. They're living longer than they did 500 years ago. But that's because they're getting past, you know, year one, year two, a lot better than they were 500 years ago. And we've introduced a lot of different toxicities into our environment. And we talk about a lot of them on past episodes. But one that we don't talk about is this invisible one. Like, every house has, you know, Wi-Fi internet connections. We've got everyone in the house has a cell phone. So how does this non-visible, because our eyes are very limited in the spectrum that they see, pollution impact us? And of course, we're seeing all this autism and skin diseases and illnesses and everything else in our young. And you talked about being the canary in the coal mine, you know, a couple decades ago. Well, I think of them as, you know, the canary in the coal mines, and what happens when, you know, every child is autistic.
Yes. What if we're heading into the times where more than half the classroom will be attention disorder challenged?
Yeah, they're not going to be able to.
You won't be able to have the schools the way the schools used to be or are.
No, and then think further ahead. I mean, and this is being, you know, kind of selfish in terms of the economy and everything else, but you're really looking at a disruption of our total society and how it's set up in the coming century, I guess, depending on how fast it comes, because no one's going to be able to do the work that we want them to do.
Yeah.
You know, maybe maybe they can sweep, but they're not going to be able to.
Even that might be a challenge. How do you keep your attention on getting from one side of the block to the other when you have an ADD?
That's right. You know, the room's swept. I guess that's good.
But
right?
You know, because you run after the next shiny object that's just in front of you, you're off. So, anyway, I would like to draw it with a beautiful visual, and it's something like this. In technical terms, I would like to call it thresholds and triggers. A threshold is something that when you break the threshold, when you cross the threshold, it's like opening a relay or like turning something on. So until you break or cross the threshold, things are okay. And when you cross the threshold, things are not okay. So this is like no headache, headache. And then mild headache, strong headache, can't open my eyes headache. Right? These are, so there could be multiple thresholds, like a mild, serious, severe, debilitating. Okay?
Okay.
Did I explain it reasonably well?
I'm totally with you.
So. You're with it. Okay, so we have these levels, but these are thresholds. When we break a threshold, it's sort of like a transistor, right? When you have current on the control pole, the gate is open. When there's no current, the gate is closed. Right. So now how do we open these or cross these thresholds? Well, it's the collection of triggers. So what are all these triggers? And they will be things like the things you eat, the things you breathe, the thoughts you think, the exercise you do or don't do, the toxins you ingest or don't ingest, the quality of the water, the quality of the foods. And the one that I want to highlight today, and you already mentioned it, is the invisible, the electromagnetic soup in which we are, in which we live. In 1800, the density of the field was something like 1 volt per square meter. The common density these days is something like 300, which it's sort of like saying, well, I'm walking in a wind that's 1 mile per hour. I'm walking in wind that's 300 miles per hour.
Yeah, or you're in a hurricane.
Yeah, well, no, unsustainable. Right. You're flying in a tornado. Flying.
That's right.
So I don't know if I can draw a direct analogy like that, but it's that exponential level of increase. So what's going on for us? Well, there are these studies that are showing that there things are going on. Remember we were talking about this study about tadpoles?
Yes.
This was done in Spain. Some Spanish biologist had a pool of tadpoles, 140 meters. That's 500 feet away from a cell tower. And some of the tadpoles were shielded from the radiation, and some were not. The ones that were not shielded, only 10% survived.
Wow.
And even they were developing unevenly. So that's pretty wild. And of course it's easy to see because the amphibians are so sensitive to the environment. They are really suffering from the environment more than we are.
Right. So what you're saying is we've got all these smartphones and tablets and Wi-Fi internet connections going on, and it's amped up frequencies and radiation that we're not used to. The level of this background radiation or radio waves and stuff is far, far greater than what it used to be even a few decades ago. And this is causing massive changes, of course. Because we don't see it, we don't feel it, we don't understand it, and we haven't really been watching the canaries or paying attention to the canaries the way that we should be.
Well, you know, the canaries are all around us. They are these children who can't keep attention. They are these girls who are complaining of migraines and boys who can't perform like they used to. And it's all around us.
Right, but
we're just not connecting the dots.
Right. So I'm kind of interested in, I love to go for walks in the woods and by the rivers and that sort of stuff, as you know. And across North America, beautiful trees, the aspens, have been in dramatic decline. And there was a Colorado researcher, Katie Haggerty, and she decided she was going to plant 3 test plots of aspen seedlings. and she carefully matched that in all respects each plot was the same. And one plot she shielded from a nearby town's radio frequency radiation, and one she pretended to shield it, so it was mock shield, and the other was left unprotected. And these are just like trees growing in the ground, right?
Yeah, sticks.
And so the International Journal of Forestry Research published her results, and the fully shielded saplings were vigorous and healthy, but both the mock shielded and the exposed plants were small, lacked pigments, and had sickly leaves. So this is, you know, this is kind of like, and the article goes on to talk about, you know, this is these little whispers in the wind, and it's fighting against these billion-dollar campaigns, marketing campaigns from Apple and AT&T and Bell and all those guys telling us, you know, get your smartphones and get all these things, you know, these wonderful. And
yeah, well, I am quite certain that the benefit of having these smart appliances are so wonderful, so great, that there's just no way that you'd like to go back to the days when you didn't have one.
Right.
So
and we're not going to be able to, for sure.
No. I mean, I'm not here to say, okay, let's ban the technology, let's get rid of the cell towers and so on. I mean, the problem in nature with the cell towers is that it's affecting the creatures. I mean, it's possible that it's messing around with the bees. It could be some other influences, but it's possible that the rise of the electromagnetic fields is the critical contributor to the decline of the bees. And I mean, you can look it up online. There's the bee decline is on. And I mean, if we lose the bees, we lose pollinators. we go extinct inside of about 6 years, I think.
Yeah, that
but anyway,
we spend all our time in the fields introducing the flowers to each other.
Yeah, that will be interesting. But anyway, what I was trying to get across is that, no, I'm not trying to defend the Luddites' idea of giving up technology and pushing us back into Stone Age. Thank God we also have some solutions for this.
Right.
And that's this. We can either shield the radiation by putting up fabric that is actually blocking the radiation, or we can also use personal protection devices, or we can also add these harmonizing devices that will restore normal balanced frequencies instead of these jumbled, disjointed, life-negating frequencies. I'm having a bit of a hard time putting it in language. Essentially, you need harmonizers.
Right. We need protection from the radiation. If we were going out in space, we wouldn't be going out in space with our normal clothes. We'd be wearing a space suit. If we go out onto the beach and we're going to be there for any length of time, we put on some sort of skin sun protector.
Right.
So, you know, we're obviously not going to be able to I mean, it's just, it's not only is it not reasonable, it's not possible to get away from it. I mean, we all need to go shopping, we all need to eat, we need to interact with people and everything else. So how do you create your own personal space suit, I guess, or
mm-hmm.
is really the question, right?
So I was coming up with these three solutions. One is you can block the big stuff coming into the house. We actually have it available at Life Enthusiast. The products are made by ADR system.
Oh,
and
yes.
They're available as sheets. We have them in normally they actually have it in bed sizes, like single, double, queen. But we also have it available on demand in rolls. Like I can supply it in rolls for somebody who can, if they want to cover the entire bedroom, you know, like if you do the walls of the bedroom, or especially the wall that faces the cell tower, it will block all of this radiation.
So you're talking about like putting up a curtain.
Yeah, it's like a curtain. That's the idea. And
Oh,
actually,
cool. So you can get them in different colors and you can use them to decorate your house?
no. You can have it in any color you want as long as it's white.
I can dye it though, right?
Yeah, you can do stuff to it. I mean, this is not terribly pretty, but it's not stylish. It's functional. Normally, what they suggest to do is that you put one sheet under your mattress so that you're shielded from below, and then the other sheet that you put into your duvet or as a top sheet, somewhere in between, however you construct your bed.
Right.
And so you're covered with it. So most of your body is actually between two sheets. And
Oh, okay.
that takes care of it. At least 8 hours a day, but when you're sleeping, you're completely protected. And the other tools we have is we have these personal protection devices, things like pendant style rings that have been vibrationally modified so that they actually restore balanced energy in your body. Those are the Protech pendants, and
Okay.
they're just wonderful. In just having them, you can put it in a pocket or just put it on a string around your neck. As long as it's near your body, it's balancing it.
Cool.
And then the third thing we have is something that's actually balancing the electronic device. And that's this fractal sticker. We call them the Celgar fractal. And it's actually a piece of foil that has something special printed on it. But besides the printing, they've also been infused with this quantum energy. And it sounds kind of like woo-woo, but I tell you, it's reflecting itself into this universal field of potentiality.
So the hologram helps in dispersing the electrical or harmful frequencies that
Right.
are around you, and
Yeah.
it's used particularly. So it's a beautiful. I see a picture of it on the website at lifeenthusiast.com, life-enthusiast.com. So it's like a piece of art. You can just stick it on the back of your iPad or back of your phone, and it'll start doing its work.
Yes. And it's quite important because, of course, without it, your phone or your tablet is putting out all this disruptive energy. And we have done these tests. I'm going to do a video with it, put it on the website. I don't have it yet, but it's not going to take me too long. Is we're doing muscle testing, strength and balance testing with
Right.
this thing available or not available. So, I think when my daughter comes for a visit, I'm going to get her. I don't even own a smartphone, so I can't do it without that. But she's coming with a
Right.
smartphone. I'm going to videotape the whole process where we're going to first do a strength test before and then after, and then I'll post it up. I mean, we've done it experimentally. I know for sure that this works, is that until you balance the electronic device, you're weak. As soon as you balance it, you're strong.
Very cool. And
Yes.
of course all we're talking about is energy that's around us and making sure we've got the good energy there as opposed to energy that puts us out of sorts.
Well, our own body, I mean, the Chinese people understood it or figured it out. We have these meridians, which are essentially electric circuits. There are 13 pairs of circuits, left channel, right channel, and they all have some major organs on them, like the lungs or the gallbladder or the kidneys. So that's how they get their name. The kidney meridian or the lung meridian. And each one of them is associated with also some major muscle groups. So you can test a specific muscle group, and it will tell you which meridian is weak or strong. And of course, when you have blockages in the energy flow, you can remove the blockages using either acupuncture or electrostimulation. But interestingly, you can have either under energy or over energy and left to right channel balance problems. So you can be either overstimulated or depressed. No, depressed is not the good word.
Lower energy.
Yeah. Suppressed. Anyway.
So the Salgar, it's really good if you, first of all, if you've got a cellular phone or wireless phones, but also if you've got like MP players or other electronics that you're hanging around. I imagine it would be really good in a car. We're driving around in a car. And also, of course, anyone that's got a laptop, a computer, monitors, e-readers, tablets, those sort of things, it would be really helpful for.
Mm-hmm. And then the ADR people, they have even sort of an all-in-one. It's called the ADR-3. And that disc, you can just put one in your office, and it'll balance everything around it, like at least 20-foot diameter.
Cool.
So, like, you don't have to sticker everything, right? Like, if you work in an office, all you have to do is just bring one of these things and put it somewhere. It's a 4-inch disc. It's not a big thing to hide. You just put it somewhere in the office, and there it is, taking care of the entire space. It's just that, on the pocket devices, the tablets and smartphones and all of that, you definitely want to sticker them because they're like on your body. I mean, it's just.
And you're going around all over the place with them. They're not just at your work.
Right.
Cool. So for the ProTech hematite pendant.
Yes.
That's really good for just carrying on your body or in your pocket or in your purse if you've got something like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can buy these things for $3 in a store. This is not a very special anything by itself. But what we do with it is these are actually programmed using these quantum balancing energies so that they are actually balancing to the body. So I don't want to pretend to people that, you know, when they look at it, they say, well, come on, you're trying to hose me with a $2 or $3 thing here. Well, no. Think of it this way. Like, if you have a blank CD, you can buy that for 50 cents.
Right.
But when you put a recording on it, you now need to pay the artist and all the people that were involved in both the production and the distribution of this product. So that's why the price isn't $3.
Awesome.
And yes, so the way you use it is you just put it in your pocket or hang it around your neck on a string.
Cool. And these are all available where, Martin?
Life Enthusiast, life-enthusiast.com. And of course, if you want to hear more about it, give us a call at 1-866-543-3388. Go ahead, Scott. Close it up.
Right. Well, that's been really fascinating. And I know I've got a few of the ADR products around, and they totally make a difference because I notice when I'm not, you know, if I'm visiting some friends or something and I leave them at home, the energy definitely does drop. And I do feel a lot better when they're around. So head over to www.life-enthusiast.com. Check out the ProTech pendant and the ADR product and the Salgar. And
these products are in the product category called vibrational EMF protection. And EMF stands for electromagnetic frequencies.
That's right. So if you're paying attention to what you're drinking in terms of water and you're paying attention to what you're eating and you're getting a lot of sleep and you're making sure you're meditating and doing all the things you need to do to have a healthy life, and you're not paying attention to the
invisible,
it makes it a lot more difficult. So really want you to spend some time, check it all out, read. There's lots of information on the website about it, more than we can get into in the few minutes that we have together today. But it's really important for your body is set up for like 10,000, 100,000 years ago, and it's not like that anymore. It's changed dramatically. We see that all around us with Superstorm Sandy's radiation plant, nuclear plants blowing up and all the rest of it. So, and we could go on and on and on forever about that. This environment we live in is radically different than what we're used to, and we need to take action because, and for your families, like if you've got young children or babies, don't make them one of the 88, one out of every 88 that's got autism or any of the other things that are just going rampant through our society right now. So, you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op's online radio network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.